Previously on Good Morning Angels.
We got married after being together for 3 months.
Okay.
And we got married. So obviously in the first year we had some teething problems. Mm-hmm. And he did have an affair.
Okay.
And Paige was the result of that. And birth mommy, she wasn't able to take care of the baby. So my husband and I, we fixed things and we took Paige and we raised Paige. And Paige, she's got problems. She's got autism. She can't speak properly yet. She's still in nappies at 4 years old. She's 4 and a half. She walks on her toes.
Okay.
So she's got a problem with her feet. So I've got her files over here of every single hospital that we've been to for help that she's had to sit 4 or 5 hours.
Shame, yeah.
You know, try and get some help.
Bonnie Cooper here from our festive partners, Romans.
So, excuse me for getting emotional.
I'm there.
So from everybody at Roman's Pizza, we would like to give you 35,000 Rand.
Oh, wow.
To help towards Paige's treatment and just to give you some festive cheer.
Jeez.
A Merry Christmas and to have a happy holiday. So again, from Roman's Pizza, Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.
Really touching Good Morning Angels, because that is just unconditional love right there, isn't it? That's just amazing. So, so powerful. Catherine Arvenga back on the line. Catherine, Morda, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Martin.
How are you? How's Paige? Oh, shame. And it's such a powerful story. It's just so beautiful. Unconditional, selfless, amazing. You are everything to little Paige, and I couldn't be more proud of you and grateful that there are people like yourself. And I'm so glad that you patched things up. And it was a rough year for you. How was December?
We were very fortunate. You know, we put up our tree, and we had good friends around us, and we were able to make nice food, and that helps a lot, you know, having the people around us and to get to, because, I mean, it's a very emotional time, Christmas, New Year, and it was my birthday.
Oi!
When
was your birthday?
On the 5th.
The 5th of Jan. Of Jan. Well, happy birthday. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Now, it is an emotional time because, I mean, you know, with your loss and then, you know, that seat that's open at Christmas time, it's horrible.
Yes, yes. So we try to make it as festive as possible for Paige, because this is the first year that she could actually understand what was happening, you know?
Oh, I see.
And help put the Christmas tree up. And, you know, when they're younger, they tend to pull everything off the tree. But yes, this year it was different. It was beautiful. And I'm also very grateful for you guys and Roman's Pizza. Without your help, it would never have been possible.
Listen, as we heard there in the recap, you were talking about the physical challenges. Just fill me in and everyone in on that again.
With Paige? It's very difficult. I mean, you've got to be aware 24/7, especially the way she's walking, you know. You want to make sure there's nothing on the floor, no water on the floor, you know, bath time. She can't do anything. She's a big baby. She can't do anything for herself, so I do it for her.
So she needs an operation on to her feet.
Yes, both of her feet. Yes,
both of her feet. And yes, you've been through many doctors.
Oh, we've sat. This little girl has sat for hours in every single hospital in Joburg that you can think of, and at each hospital they gave us a different. They wanted to give us a different treatment. So at the end of the day, you don't know what it is that she needs, because every doctor's got a different opinion. So we were lost. We even went to private orthopedic surgeons that said, you know, it's no point, because you're going to have to sell your house, because we didn't have medical aid. The surgery is so expensive. So we were completely lost. I mean, it's unreal. It's difficult.
And you had a heck of a year. You dealt with so much last year. And then, of course, all one doctor to another, and they don't all agree. And it's just, I'm just so happy, so, so happy that you got to speak to Dr. Helena Basson.
Yes. Oh, no, that was, it's like divine intervention. You know, she looked at Paige, she knew exactly how to speak to her, you know, because of the autism, how to deal with her. And she looked at her, and she knew exactly what she did. You know, she didn't get prodded and poked and pushed and pulled and, And
no, she knows what we've dealt with her many, many times, of course, through Operation Healing Hands. In this case, Operation Healing Feet, yes. I guess. Mm-hmm. Dr. Elena Basson, goeiemôre. Hoe gaan dit, goeie dokter?
Hallo, hallo. Hoe gaan dit, Martin?
Goed, en jy?
Good morning, doctor. Hey, morning. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good, it's always good if you're on Good Morning Angels.
Always good news. Always good news. But she called it divine intervention. I love that. Because the moment that she spoke to you, there's a calmness and a comfort that came over Catherine, because you know what you're talking about. How difficult or how challenging is this operation?
No, it's actually relatively simple, because the problem with Paige was that through the treatment, we start conservatively with this type of shortening of the Achilles. So she's got basically the tendons at the back of her lower legs are short. So she walks on her toes. But when they're small, then you can stretch them and you can treat them conservative. But as they grow and the system kind of now with COVID, the system also kind of failed because all the elective surgeries were left behind. Mm-hmm. So then what happens in time is when they still have spasticity, you can give them Botox and that kind of thing. But at some stage, they get a fixed, what we call a fixed contracture. So then none of the other conservative measures work anymore. Mm-hmm. And then you need to end up giving these patients surgery. Now, COVID is beyond that point. There's nothing else that's going to help. But it's actually a relatively simple surgery, because we just have to lengthen the tendons at the back of her lower leg. So it's actually not that big, and we can easily do it. You don't need any other tools except your I always call it your knife and your fork, which sounds a little bit funny, but it's basically just need the basic essentials. And then we need some cast. So the thing is, we definitely can help Paige. We're going to do 3 small incisions at the back of the lower leg, mm-hmm. then lengthen the Achilles tendon. We call it a Hoke tenotomy. Mm. And then what happens is we put 3 small stitches into each leg. Mm. So she basically gets 6 stitches in total. She gets casts on both lower legs. She walks with that for 7 weeks. And then the longest thing that happens afterwards is the problem that the rehabilitation takes long. And especially with Paige going to be frustrated and that kind of thing, going together with autism. So that's going to be our biggest challenge. The surgery is the least of the challenge.
You surgery believe
is it. Easy. Yeah. It's the rehabilitation afterwards. Yeah.
But it's worth that, it. It's worth
gonna,
it.
No, absolutely. But what I mean is that's going to be the long haul. And that is going to take about a year for her to walk normal again. Because they kind of cheat in the beginning. They're a little bit lazy because their tendons on the other side haven't worked for a long while. So
you're telling me that...
We can definitely help her within the next month.
Oh, well, there's the good news.
That's fantastic. That's absolutely awesome.
A lot's going to change. Two things. Dr. Elena Basson and Operation Healing Hands will help with the surgery within the next month. Within the next month. Number two, the end result, I heard you say there, doctor, she'll walk normally.
Yes, she will. She will definitely walk normally, and we'll monitor through the years. I always keep an eye on them until they at least go to school. It takes a few years, but the thing is, Paige is very special, and she's unbelievably sweet, and I think she just liked my cookie jar, and that's why she was so calm.
I've got a cookie jar.
even myself, I felt completely comfortable. You know, it was unreal. Like you said, Martin, it was completely calm, because I could see, you know, compared to where we'd been, that this was the right place.
No, absolutely the right place. So listen, Operation Healing Hands will help the operation, which I think is a couple of thousand rand, obviously a good couple of thousand rand, right?
Yes, it is.
No, it's just for the theatre time.
Yeah,
the rest of the stuff is always pro bono, because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. But the money will go for the theatre time that we use for Paige.
There's some other costs that stay behind, obviously, because when it comes to stuff like that, there's always more. It always costs more. So, Catherine, the good news is the operation will be sorted by Dr. Elena Basson and her team at Operation Healing Hands. Then from Good Morning Angels' side, we are going to give you
another 30,000 rand with theatre costs, the consumables and all that kind of stuff. So we'll make sure that from our side and their side, it's all covered.
Yes. Oh, that is fantastic. That is good news.
Angels have come together. Awesome. Yes, they have. Catherine, to you and Paige, Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, Martin.
Dr. Helena Besson, lekker om jou stem te hoor. Alles van die beste.
Ach, Martin, baie dankie. Selfs vir jou. En dankie vir al die werk wat julle doen. Dit is 'n goeie afskop vir die jaar.
Dis 'n lekker afskop en ek weet jy gaan hard werk hierdie jaar. Daar's hier 'n paar operasies
wat wag.
Baie dankie, Dr. Helena. Catherine, to you and Paige, a happy 2022, okay?
Thank you very much, Martin.
You're most welcome.
Have a good day.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good job, Angels. Good job. Happy New Year.
Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.